Hello, fellow listeners. I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Hello.
We have some nice things to talk about. And I hope that you're ready. I hope you're ready.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope you're ready to have a little giggle.
Oh.
A laugh.
Well, okay. We'll see how that forms.
Because everyone deserves a good laugh.
Hee hee ho ho ha ha.
That was terrible.
LOL.
You know what we could do?
Oh, no. What could we do?
Okay, I have another game.
Okay. That we're not doing jokes tonight?
No, we are doing jokes tonight.
Maybe
if we have time.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think
another game. You probably do. You probably do. Yeah. So, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Couples Conversation. We are so glad that you're here and listening to us. As always, you have me, Madison, and my husband, JT.
Me, JT.
And we are your hosts of the podcast. So welcome back if you have been listening. If you're new here, welcome. We hope that you enjoy tonight's episode and get to listen along to some others. So if you may have noticed, today is a joke episode.
Yep.
And so we have decided way back when that every fifth episode we will do a joke episode. However, we got a little too good at telling jokes, and so we changed it up.
Is that what we did?
Yes.
Okay.
And did some different things to make it a fun episode, a silly episode.
Yeah, this is more of our silly episode.
Absolutely. So since we have not had actual jokes on a joke episode for a little while, we thought we would bring back the jokes and see how well we do.
We back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back, baby.
The premise is me and JT are going to take turns telling a joke, okay? The goal is to not laugh or smile.
Yep. That's the
you guys can laugh. That's great. I want you to laugh. I hope you do laugh. But the goal for us is to not laugh. So if we do not laugh, the joke teller gets a point. If we do... No. If we don't laugh...
If I told you a joke
and
you laughed, I get a point. If you didn't laugh, you get a point.
Okay. Sure. We gotta get our
handy-dandy notebook.
Scoreboard out.
Handy-dandy notebook.
So we'll take turns telling jokes and see if we can make the other person laugh. The person with the most points wins. And I hope you're ready. I mean, we have not done this in a little while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. So, are you ready?
We'll see.
Okay, I will go first.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, are you ready?
Ready, set, go.
Madison, what do you call a pile of cats?
What?
A meowton. Yes! We're back!
Okay, I think you're playing to the player.
Oh, well, there's no rules.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
That was a good one.
So if you're new here, by the way, obviously you cannot see neither Madison nor I, but we have to look at each other while we're staring, like while we're saying these jokes. That's what we had to do. So yes. Like she was staring at me, and as soon as I gave the punchline, I saw her slightly grin, and then it went into a full laugh. So
yep.
So
okay, here we go. What kind of bagel can travel?
I'm already laughing.
Plain bagel.
See, that's so dumb. So dumb.
It's so good.
You know what got me?
Me?
No. The word bagel.
Bagel?
As soon as you started saying that, I was like...
Did I say it weird?
I don't know. It's just the word bagel.
You know, like bagel?
No, it's just like it's a funny word.
Bagel.
Like bubble.
Bubble?
You can't say bubble when I'm mad.
Bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So far, we are tied.
Yep. Okay. Madison.
Yep.
What did the triangle say to the circle?
What?
You're pointless. Tough crowd.
No, Heard that one before.
Wow.
Not good. Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
Maybe.
What is the best way to catch a fish? Ask someone to throw it to you. No.
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 That's funny.
No.
How do you catch one? You gotta throw it to someone. And then you catch the fish. Nope, okay, nope, okay. Nope. Score update, we're still tied.
Yep, yep. That's what
okay.
we're doing.
Okay. Next All right. one.
What does corn say when it gets a compliment?
What?
Aw, shucks. Yeah! That's a point.
I guess so.
You guess so? You're the one over here...
All shucks.
Grinning. All shucks.
I was not expecting that. I don't know what I was expecting. Where are you getting these jokes?
Doesn't matter. Somewhere that I make you laugh.
Okay, okay, okay.
You just kick back and relax. Because I'm not going to laugh.
Okay, okay. How do you make an egg roll?
I know this one.
You push it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said it wrong, though.
No, you said it right. How do you make an egg roll?
That was wrong. Okay, whatever. All right, JT is at 4. I'm at 2.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. This one is for all of my hygienist people out there. What is red and bad for your teeth? A brick.
This is true. But not funny. Okay, okay. I think we're losing them.
Maybe. We'll see.
All right. You ready?
I am.
Why shouldn't you tell jokes to a duck? Because they'll quack up.
It's a close one. That's a close one, but no.
No! I was seeing it. I was seeing it. I was okay. That one, you tried really hard. I saw it in your face. I saw it.
I had to go into a deep zone. There.
I had to go into a deep zone. I saw him. Oh, I'm glad that one was a good one. I like that one.
What's the worst about this? This is our last round. What's worst about it is I can feel it. You could feel it in your cheeks, like when you're like trying not to smile. Yeah. Like, yeah, I had to go into a deep zone there. That one was funny. That's another word that kind of cracks me up is quack.
Quack, like someone's butt quack.
No. No. Oh no, I lost my page. Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is my last one. Okay. What's the score?
The score is, I'm at 3 and you're at 5.
Bingo bango. All right, Madison.
Yes.
My cat-loving wife. What has more lives than a cat?
What?
A frog. Because it croaks every time. I said it wrong. Croaks every time.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I butchered that one.
Oh,
I butchered that one.
So sad. Okay, point for me.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. All right. I butchered that.
If I get this, we're tied and we'd have to do a tiebreaker.
Yes, this is true.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta go back to that deep zone again.
What do you call a fake dad? A faux pas. I'm considering it. That was so good.
I tried not to.
So good. Okay, we are tied, so I guess we both will find one more joke to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And see how we do.
Okay, I got mine. I got mine. I'm ready. I think this one's gonna... I don't know. You probably heard this one before. So it may not be the best. But at least I'm giving you something. Man, I felt that one slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt it. I was so close, but couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Got a text message there. That's where you heard the ding from.
These are not good.
Well, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go ahead and do mine? Or do you want to find yours?
I don't know. I need to find this.
Oh my goodness.
I need to find a good one.
Come on, you got this.
I'm trying.
Come on. I've already got mine.
Okay.
I got mine.
Okay. Well, I got mine. I'm just not ready.
Okay.
Mentally.
Come on.
Okay. Go.
Okay. Madison, what do you call a pig that practices karate?
A pork chop. Pork chop.
I almost got you.
You almost did. I'll give you the points for the action. But
I didn't get you though. So you get the point.
I know. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Game point.
Dark place. Let's go.
Dark place.
See?
Mm-hmm. How do you get a squirrel's attention? You act like a nut. Yes. I'm counting it. You were trying so hard. You act like a nut.
No, it's not the joke. It's the word. You said
squirrel.
It's squirrels.
Squirrel. Okay, then squirrel. I know how to get you now from now on.
It's not the joke. It's the word that get me.
Good. Okay, so final score. We have a winner. I'm the winner of this game, and it was 7-5.
Anyways, we're going to look back and look forward.
Okay, such a sore loser.
I'm not. Last week was, I mean, we didn't do much. Same old.
Pretty much.
Same old. Our only eventful day was Friday and Saturday. Two eventful days. Friday, we went and saw a brand new movie in theaters called Civil War. I absolutely loved it. It was phenomenal. Would recommend if you are into intense action movies, war movies. If that is down your alley, then I highly suggest it.
It's set in the near future.
It doesn't give like a timeline. It's not like this is 5 years from now or whatever. It just, you can kind of vibe with it to say like, okay, this is where we're at. But it is based off of the United States, is in a civil war. The states of Texas and California have blocked off their borders, and there's just a bunch of everybody else is trying to attack. Like it's your basic civil war story. However, we are following along in this movie four journalists, four press who are like, I mean, in this time, it is very vital that press and the journalists and stuff are on scene.
Documenting everything so that people know, like,
taking pictures, asking questions. And so that is what's going on. We're following their journey. From one destination to another. I'm not going to give it away if you want to go see it. Not going to spoil it, but I do recommend it. It is intense. Madison did get shot a couple times, as she would.
Not really.
Not really. No, the movie was intense. That, like, whenever there's gunfire in the movie, Madison, like, jumps. She did, like, a little jump scare there.
However, we watched it in IMAX, which probably aided in the fact of, like, it was super loud.
Yeah.
But I think it made the experience so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Having a huge screen, having the surround sound. I really, really enjoyed the movie. However, yes, it is super duper intense.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just
it
keep
is,
that in mind.
Yeah, it's one of those where you're like, whoa, like it's crazy. But it is very good. Both Madison and I really enjoyed it, so I highly recommend it. Then Saturday, pretty normal day until we got to the evening time. We went to our good friend Amber's church. They had like a little outing, like a little
grill out
thing. Out. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't too packed. It wasn't too crowded. Had a bunch some kids there, mm-hmm. Some families from the church, and then me, Madison, Amber, Brian, which Brian is Amber's husband, Claudia and Alberto, which we'll get to them in just a minute, and then Brooke, who is Madison and I's friend, pretty much all the girls that could do your Devo. Mm-hmm. we went with them and we had a lot of fun hanging out, playing, you know, outside and stuff. Ooh. Sorry for that.
Are you gonna sleepy?
Yes.
Do you need to go to bed?
Yes.
Take a nap?
Yes.
Okay.
But then after that, we went to Claudia and Alberto's house to do our second session of Dungeons & Dragons. Madison, would you like to explain more in detail?
That's pretty much it.
Wow, okay.
However, Dungeons & Dragons, also known as D&D, is a storytelling game. And me...
Role-playing,
storytelling. And me, JT, Claudia, and Alberto all created a group. And we are playing this game. And so we're following along to the same story every time that we meet. And so we're meeting about once a month and playing for a few hours. And so we created our own characters and we're following this quest. And for a king in our realm. And so we're on this quest. And yes, there's like dragons and elves and dwarfs and all the things. And so we basically are trying to work together to do this quest for the king, and we are faced with challenges and challenges are the best I mean, and try to figure out like where to go and who to talk to and how to fight. And so I always have had a good time. This is our second meeting, and we have continued from last time. And so when we pick up next month, we are picking up right where we stopped with the same characters, same experiences.
Yep.
And so it has been a really good time with them. So I am definitely excited to see where this takes us.
Yeah, Madison, at the very beginning of all this, she was very hesitant because she didn't really know what all was in, like, included and entailed with Dungeons & Dragons. I have never played. I have only seen video and watched people play and listened to other podcasts of people playing and all this other stuff. So this is my first time playing, but I had played similar games like Dungeons & Dragons. And so I knew a little bit more than she did, but she has gotten, I think she's slowly getting fully immersed into the game. Especially how our campaign and our session went last night. We leveled up our characters. We killed a giant spider.
Yeah.
Like, we got some really cool artifacts, and we got out of a mountain.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. But, and you got locked into a bathroom.
In real life. But that's okay.
Yeah. But...
I got out.
Yeah, she got out, as you can hear. No, I'm actually calling you from the bathroom right now.
Yeah, I'm still locked.
Yeah. Do you need food?
No, you okay? I think I'm good right now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. But moving on to our week that we have ahead of us. Nothing too crazy. Doctor's appointments. Just you know, whatever. Oh, we also have a new D&D campaign. That's right. We are on this D&D train. And we liked the first session so much with Claudia and Alberto that we decided to join another campaign, which is going to be all online with our good friends Sean and Steven. Y'all have heard us talk about them, and they've actually been on the podcast before way back when. But Sean is the DM. He is the Dungeon Master, so he'll be putting it all together and walking us through this amazing campaign that he has. I'm very excited for it. Everything is online via Discord, and so we'll be on Discord, you know, video chatting and talking and stuff. One cool aspect is last week, Mackenzie came over, and we talked her into playing with us. So she is now joining our campaign with Madison. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's fun to have another person kind of still on my level.
Everybody is going to, I mean, you...
Well, yes, everyone is new, but... I think it'll be fun. I like trying new things, especially with my friends.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited and I cannot wait. Then on the 19th, we have a birthday celebration to go to. And then on the 20th, nothing too crazy on the 20th. I think it's pretty much like an open day. I get to open up the Batcave. Nothing crazy. And then on the 21st is a huge day for us. We get to meet and greet the voice of Scooby-Doo himself, Scott Innes. We're doing a huge meet and greet, which is so much fun. We've sold a bunch of tickets. People are going to come and get all their stuff signed, take pictures, take videos. It's going to be a blast. That is next Sunday. And so, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yep.
Got anything else to add?
That's it. We'll definitely reach out to you.
Oh. We'll reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll reach out to you guys because that's what we do.
Next episode, we will let you know how everything went and see what else we got going
maybe
on.
Maybe next week we can have a Scooby-Doo themed
maybe
podcast.
We can talk about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh. So. Do you want to do that other game real quick?
Oh, yes, this is Madison's real quick game that she wants to play, which I think I know what it is.
You probably do. So I don't know what the special title is, but I've played it when I was younger, but it's like the ha game or the ha-ha game. And so basically you're supposed to try not to laugh the whole time, but each person will say ha and then add an additional one. So I will start with one ha. JT will then go ha ha and twice, and then I'll go three times. And so basically we have to see how far we can go before actually laughing.
Yep.
And it does get funny with how many ha's, and then also like you gotta keep count.
So I played this game at camp, but another version that you can play is where people are laying on each other's stomachs, and it gets everybody's looking up at so I would be laying on your stomach, you would be laying on someone else's stomach, and you would feel the ha, like
I'd feel it.
You feel like your head would bounce up when someone said ha, and you had to go ha ha, and like you could just see people's heads just like bouncing off of their stomach. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But
we can't do that right
now. No. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Oh hello, Sylvie.
Oh.
All right, I gotta get into that place.
Can't
again.
Even start.
Gotta get into that place.
Go again. To your dark place.
No, I'm trying.
Bye.
All right. This is not fun. It's not that I'm laughing. I can feel myself already starting to smile.
You just laughed.
Because I'm making myself. I can feel myself smile.
Okay.
Ha. Yeah, exactly.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
The facial. the facial features that are happening right now is pretty great.
We'd love for you to try at home.
Okay, ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Why is this so funny?
All right, so this is what we're gonna look. We're gonna look dead in each other's eyes. Okay.
This isn't gonna last long.
No, it's not. Ha. You can't do that. She literally went from like a serious face to like a full frown with like a.
Okay, like try a, again.
You can't get serious like that. I'll go all of a sudden. Okay. Stop doing that.
And you're just looking at me.
Okay. Ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
You sound like a toy.
Wow, okay. Well, that was the ha ha game. I don't know. Whatever. Y'all play along with us. Just say ha in your car.
Yeah.
Or at work. Or get someone close to you to play with you.
Like in the grocery store.
Yeah, just look at someone in the grocery store and just play this part real loud in the grocery store and hear people hear us go ha.
Yes.
Hey, Storm. Yeah, that isn't that weird? We went almost a full episode without the girls interrupting us. And here they are at the very end.
Interesting. They must have been busy.
Yeah, they're probably sleeping or something.
Anyway, until next time, thank you again for listening to this episode. We will be with you guys next week for another fun episode. More information. Who knows? We could tell you something that you've never heard before. So,
ha.
Ha ha. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.